Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, March 26, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I got several things. Still looking for a Union Township clerk and trustee, and I gave the media a little board that I put together, and I posted it on our website, so hopefully somebody that lives in Union Township might find an interest in it. And because the last time, in order to get their budget done, I had to fill in as their clerk so that we can get their budget done. And another reminder is, a week from today is the Burlington School District special election, and I also gave the media an update on that for absentee ballots. They have to be postmarked the day before the election, and the last day to vote in person at the counter is up until 11 o'clock on election day, since their election doesn't start till noon. And then one more thing is, I got a call already wanting to know if we were going to have a spring cleanup. So I didn't know if you guys were wanting to schedule a spring cleanup. I checked with...
What are the dates we had last year?
It was in April, but the way the weather's been and stuff like that, I didn't know if we just wanted to move it back a couple of weeks. It'd start mid-April, maybe.
I guess we better give the roads a chance to...
I would encourage you to leave it the same way.
Really? Okay.
And I say that because there's a lot of farmers out there right now that can't do what they want to be doing, which is in the field and stuff, and they're tired of driving by looking at that tire, they're tired of driving by looking at whatever, and...
Think this will keep them off the street?
I would leave it. I think people get to expect it, and I think when we warm up, things are going to green up a lot, grass is going to start growing fast, and all of a sudden, things get covered up. So, because it was strong from April into May anyway, didn't it? Wasn't it 6 weeks? Or?
Yeah, well, no, I think it was only 4 weeks.
I don't remember what the dates were,
yeah,
I guess.
But it was mostly the month of April, and then on Saturdays, they're only open the 2nd and 4th. I believe it's the 2nd and 4th Saturdays of the month.
How much credit we got out there?
Over 8,000.
8,000?
Yeah.
8,800.
What do we usually do, at 3 or 4 weeks?
I think we did 4 weeks last year, five. I don't remember what we examined last year.
April 1st is a Monday?
Could we start Monday? Is that what you're saying? Start April the 1st and go through the 27th? The 27th would be the 4th Saturday.
Works for me.
Works for me too, sure.
I had two calls about junk last week, and I would have had the spring cleanup been going, I would have let them know that they could pick it up, because they mentioned they had to haul it themselves, but they didn't want to pay to get rid of it, and I would have, because they're tired. They've been looking at it for 2 months. You know, that was the commentary, and I said...
One thing to remind them is tires isn't included in that.
Well, and that's true. I said a tire, but I mean, it's just, this was a couch or something. Well, it was a couch, a fridge, a bag of trash, a chair, and there was something else, but...
If they have any tires, take them out to Carter, throw them in his van.
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll put that address on there, so... Okay, well, I'll get that sent off to the landfill so that they know.
Okay. And what do you usually put it in the paper or public?
Yeah, I usually put an ad in the paper. I'll post it on our website. So I'll send it. I'll get it ready to send out. We usually do a little box ad in all the papers.
Okay.
If it's slow, you can always extend it.
So what date are you starting with?
April the 1st through April the 27th. That's 4 weeks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Rodney Wiesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. We had a meeting with Child Controls and Doug and Jack to kind of go over some of the layout of the computer screen and kind of what's on there and how it's going to work last Tuesday. I think they're going to be back Wednesday, I believe, and do some more work. So I'm still in the process of the jail patrol panel. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I guess I'll note that Tama Road is closed because of the river elevation right now. The crest ended up being higher than they had originally projected, so it ended up being closed a little earlier and longer than we would have expected, so.
When's that cover up, at 20.2 or?
Right around 20 is when we look hard at it. We went into Friday, we put up water over the road signs because it was out on the edge lines. But if you try to close the road when the water's not across it, people just pull signs. So it's one of those things where you just gotta find the right time. And by that afternoon, it was, or by that evening, I should say, or even the next morning, they called and said it was actually out the center line. So I think Saturday morning, we finally pulled signs across and closed it off solid. And I would guess it'll be Thursday, looking at the river stages, that maybe we'll be able to open it up. And I should note, because we had a couple calls, most people try to use 113th, 115th. It's a little cut-through gravel road. We actually anticipated this a week ago. We did some rocking on it, did some blading on it. And then you throw a bunch of extra traffic onto a saturated road, because we got the rain this weekend. The road doesn't drain. If you've ever been down there, the road doesn't drain. There's no drainage at all. No right-of-way, bluntly. And it just potholed out. So we had a couple calls, and until it dries out, there's not much we can do with it. We will blade it up before the rain this weekend. It should dry enough that we can do that. And once Tama Road opens back up, hopefully Thursday, a lot of that traffic goes away. So that does help. But there are a couple other gravel roads people can use, but they tend to be a little further than they want to drive to, so.
Brian, what section of Tama Road is that?
Right off the highway, right by the water plant. That first 1,000 feet, there's two dips in the road where we actually, they're designed dips we created, but those were the two spots that washed out 3 years in a row, 2008, 2009, 2010. So we decided we would accommodate Flint Creek when it flooded rather than try to stop it. And Flint Creek hasn't flooded over Tama Road since, so it worked out. But anyway, so it is closed. There won't be any damage there. I mean, once the water goes down, you just pull the signs and go on. Sometimes there's a little debris, but it's just stagnant flood water is all it is. So I want to mention that, because that is something that the folks down there get frustrated, because you know, they have a paved road most of the year, and then all of a sudden they're driving a gravel road for a short bit. Obviously the gravel roads are better than they were. They're a long ways from perfect. Probably gonna be a long ways from perfect for a little while here. But we're spot rocking and blading most of the week, and then when we're not doing that, the guys that are hauling rock tend to end up going out and doing some cold patching on potholes. We have our fair share of those on our paved roads also. So not enough bodies to cover everything that people want done, but call our office if you have something, and we'll take a look.
So. Thanks, Brian. Yep. Gino Hart, Emergency Management, you're the natural follow-up to that.
Kind of, sort of. Last Wednesday, one day last week, I coordinated a flood meeting, a pre-plan meeting for the flood. Brian, Chris were both there, and appreciate them coming out, and Brett from the Sheriff's Office, and then Bob represented the Board of Supervisors. But we talked about what we would do if the river does increase in level, which they're still thinking the 22-foot level in mid-April. They did move the days up a couple days during our conference call yesterday. They notified us of that. Still thinking around April 18th will probably be our crest right in there. Depending on snow melt up north, how much rain they get, etc. So that's the National Weather Service's best guess at this point. So we're keeping an eye on it. The governor did put in a presidential request for public assistance and individual assistance, and a lot of the counties, on the other side of the state did get that presidential request. I urged everybody to keep track of their dollars that they're spending on anything flood related. Chris gave me his dollars and I went ahead and put in for that request, but we didn't meet the county minimum with just his information. So anybody has any other expenses as we go along, we can put in for the presidential request and extend that, hopefully. We are sending a letter to all the citizens that own property up in the North Bottoms area, from Tama to 99 up to just south of Oakville, just urging them to be prepared for flooding and the potential, just basically emergency preparedness, having a kit, evacuation, et cetera. I coordinated with the sheriff and Krista Polga Miller, all three of us signed the letter, and so it's in the process of going out. Hopefully we'll get the rest of them mailed today. We mailed some yesterday. Then a bunch of volunteers come in and help with that. And the flood, since we know that the river is going to be high, we did postpone our hazardous materials drill that we had planned for the last weekend in April, because we're going to do it on the riverfront, and chances are the riverfront's going to be closed because we're working with BNSF on that drill and that training. So we just went ahead and postponed it, looking at scheduling that for this fall. The other thing I wanted to mention is the statewide tornado drill is tomorrow. It will be taking place between 10 and 10:30. 10 o'clock will be the test watch. 10:15, the test warning will be issued. 10:30, they will be canceling both of those. So hopefully everybody can participate wherever you are in that drill. We will be sounding the outdoor warning sirens, turning them on, and then turning them off as soon as we confirm that they're all working within the county. City of Burlington has a new siren at James Madison Middle School, or whatever the name of the building is now, I can never remember. It did not work correctly the 1st of March, so hopefully it's going to work correctly today. We're going to keep our fingers crossed on that one, or tomorrow, excuse me, when we do the test. So that's in process, and we have our first Des Moines County Skywarn group meeting tonight, getting ready for storm season. There's already been one severe thunderstorm warning for Southern Lee County. I think that was yesterday. So, I mean, storm season's coming. So those guys are ready. You know, I'm not, but hey, they are.
Thanks, Gina. The members of the media might be interested in that letter if you haven't already provided it to them.
Okay, I can send that to them.
Thanks, Gina.
That's all I have.
Chris Lee, conservation.
The process of getting all the parks open, minus the ones out in Skunk River, as I've said before. We'll have all the parks open by the end of this week, and ready to go, so the guys are out there now. This is the start of prescribed burn season. I've noticed that some landowners are out, have already burned up some ditches in some of their fields. Looks like it's been a little slow going so far. Season's going to probably really get rolling a little later than what you normally see. Normally by mid-March, you know, we're able to get out there, but it's been so wet and so cold. But I know my guys are planning on doing some burns this afternoon if conditions stay right. And so, you know, just keep that in mind. If you see smoke column in the sky, you know, feel free to call it in. But anybody that's doing a prescribed burn should have called in advance and, you know, let them know where it is and how long it's expected to take, stuff like that. On that note, we're hosting a prescribed burn workshop next Saturday. It's April 2nd. We are limiting the class size to only 12, and this is designed to teach people that want to volunteer to help us do burns. We get a lot of volunteers that like to help us out. This will be for them. This is not a training for people that have their own lands that want to burn. We're not teaching anybody how to go burn your own stuff. This is just basics of, you know, how people can get involved in helping us as the professionals go out there. We use a lot of volunteers to do stuff like that. And so you have to register online for it. You can get on through our website. We're limiting it to only 12 people just because where we're having it and class size, we want to make sure that we've got that one-on-one connection. And we will try to do a test burn. This is going to be out at our office, so we'll burn that little area between us and secondary roads if conditions are right. And so if anybody wants to learn about prescribed burning and join our volunteer crew, that helps us out with those, feel free to call out to our office for more information or find it online. We have it posted both through our website and our Facebook page. Other than that, it's really going to be kind kind of getting to the busy time of year. We're on the agenda today for hiring some of our summer seasonals. There'll be more of those coming, since we are hiring some additional seasonals through our park revenue, adding some additional seasonal help this year. I'm in the interviewing process for that, and so there'll be more seasonals coming across the desk here next several weeks, I suppose.
Thanks. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney. According to news reports, you continue to expand your client base.
And unfortunately, not our personnel base. We've been really busy, obviously, working with Rodney because of where our building sits so close to the river in case there is flooding issues. We're not anticipating any. Our biggest concern right now is going to be parking. Now that we've stopped allowing people to park on the south side of Memorial Auditorium, we're already facing parking issues. I've just been encouraging staff to try to get there before 8 o'clock, so we're not competing as much with Two Rivers and Frank Miller for the available spaces. So we've been working on just contingency plans if we do have issues, where we would go, what we would do. Our personnel search is on the ad for Justin's prior position. Went out in the Des Moines Register, and we've actually already gotten, just within a couple of days, a couple of promising resumes. Obviously, we are busy with the homicides. We were busy with homicides before that, but now we are busier with homicides. Again, a multi-defendant homicide, which always makes things a little more challenging. On this most recent one, just simply due to our reduction in staff that we've had because we haven't been able to fill those positions, Scott Brown is lending his assistance. He's from the AG's office. Just to kind of do some of the heavy lifting while, because I do have, at the end of April, two homicide trials. The Wilson trial is scheduled to go on April 30th, as is Jason Parker, who is one of the five defendants in the Peanut Chew homicide. Those are both scheduled for April 30th, so we're still working on the logistical issues with those, doing depositions, completing all of the discovery. So he agreed to help in, come in on the front end and help with some of that heavy lifting. We don't anticipate those trials would go until summer. Both of the first defendant obviously was arrested shortly after the homicide. The other two, I believe one was on Friday, was apprehended, and the other one turned himself in yesterday. So we'll be working on trial informations, and then obviously within the next couple of months, those will get very, very busy. So he's been gracious enough to come and assist us on those until we can get up to speed and up to staff. So hopefully these folks, one of them will pan out well, and then we can at least get Justin's position filled on the felony end, and then we'll start working on getting that misdemeanor attorney filled. Right now, Chris has been treading water with the misdemeanor docket. He's really, really busy. Hopefully we can get that one in the next month or two filled.
Good luck in all your endeavors.
A lot of time. I don't know that I've been out of the office before 5:30. In the last two or three weeks, just trying to get everything done. Depositions take a lot of time. You feel like you're accomplishing absolutely nothing, but they can take days to do in bigger cases. So the tape just takes you away from everything else that needs to be done. Staying busy. We keep Doug's jail courtroom busy.
Thanks.
So it's being well utilized.
That's good. Thank you. Zach, James.
Things are going well. I've got the two subdivisions out for review right now, and we'll probably have a third one out probably later this week. And just taking a lot of phone calls now. A lot of people, you know, weather's warming up, thinking about building, things like this. We've been taking a lot of phone calls about questions on, you know, what they need as far as permits or anything like that. I've also got a few home occupation applications that I think are going to be coming in for a few things. And then other than that, right after this at 10 o'clock, we've got a meeting out at the airport too to discuss some land use things around the airport. I'll have more maybe on that next week, depending on what we discuss at that meeting. So that's it for now.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep.
Lisa Hayes, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Now next Tuesday we'll be doing our the Genealogical Society will be here Tuesday next Tuesday evening from 6 to 8. They usually, it's a yearly thing, they come and just do some searching and that. So there's usually a couple of us working that night. Other than that, coming up, we've just been busy and really don't have anything else to report.
Do you get any more renewals on the ATVs?
We've had 24 permits so far this month.
So that puts you up to about 150 there?
I don't know for sure, I haven't looked. I just know we did 24 this month so far.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Janelle Nally-Longquist, the Department of the Month Treasurer.
Good morning. We're extremely busy right now. I just want to give one last reminder that those second half property taxes are due, and you may pay them up through Monday, April 1st without penalty.
They have to be here by 4:30. If they show up at 4:45, it's too late.
It's too late. Those doors are closed, yeah. But they can still go online, so, until 11:59 that evening.
As long as you pay them online.
Yeah, you have that option as well.
Okay. Colin Gertz, IT.
Just keep busy, work with some of the department heads about the equipment they have in their office, but other than that, nothing really need to report, so.
Other one, Correctional Center Administrator.
Good morning. Nothing new to report, keep them busy. Lisa's busy, we're busy. Populations rose a little bit, it's 92 this morning. Couple of them are going to prison probably yet today, and they still have morning court was going on when I came down here, so hopefully they'll be in the 80s at least, but staying high.
They're going to prison, at least they ought to be out of your hair for a while.
For a few months anyway. It just rotates back around.
How many of those are Des Moines County residents?
How many?
Are Des Moines County residents?
Oh, I'd say 90% of them.
Oh, okay. I want you.
I don't know.
Brett Grimshaw.
Good morning.
I'm sure.
Not a whole lot. We've got a couple deputies. We're going to be out at the casino over the next couple days teaching the Run, Hike, Fight program. And just an update on the new hires. They're getting through their backgrounds and hopefully ready for the academy at the end of April.
Good news.
That's, yeah.
I don't think I missed anybody. No. Correspondence. Do you know the correspondence? Did you have any? We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll claims, payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $1,237.96 and non-cash reimbursements in the amount of $100.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have approval of an engagement letter with Anderson Larkin and Company for the fiscal 2019 audit. This is the standard letter, and I think they're on what they're on a 3-year contract.
Yes.
Okay, so this is pretty much boilerplate.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Town law enforcement agreement. My understanding is it's the same contract as last year with a small increase in the amount.
Move to approve.
Terry?
You second that, Tom?
Oh, second, I'm sorry. I've got more responsibilities than I'm used to handling.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And we have a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Whereas our children are our most valuable resource and will shape the future of Des Moines County. Whereas child abuse and neglect directly harms children and increases the likelihood of long-term physical and mental health problems, alcohol and substance abuse, continued family violence, and criminal behavior. Whereas children suffering from child abuse are more likely to engage in risky behavior, perform poorly in school, develop unhealthy relationships, suffer from depression, attempt suicide, and express violent aggression. And whereas only $1 is spent on preventing child abuse in Iowa for every $50 spent on treating it, and whereas Iowa is leading research efforts to better understand the negative long-term outcome of child abuse and neglect among adults through the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, known as ACEs, which shows that poor physical health, mental health, and financial health in adulthood is attributed to adverse experiences in childhood, including abuse and neglect. And whereas the risk of child abuse is reduced through strong social supports for adults and children, and whereas research shows that the presence of one caring relationship in a child's life mitigates negative outcomes and reduces risk factors, resulting in better physical health, mental health, and financial health. And whereas positive social supports for children and adults are key factors to improving social well-being in Iowa. Now, therefore, we, the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, do hereby proclaim April 2019 as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Des Moines County, and urge all citizens in our community to increase their participation in building caring connections with families, thereby preventing child abuse and strengthening the community in which we live.
Move to approve that.
Second, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Aaron is here and...
Oh, I'm sorry.
So no, it's fine. I don't know if she had anything to say or not.
If you'd like to add that, feel free. You don't need to go to the lectern. You can just speak from there if you'd like.
I'm with the Child Abuse Prevention Council. It's called Des Moines County Cares. And glad you signed that and appreciate that. And I guess I realized if you had any questions, I'd be happy to answer what I can.
I've raised children, and my wife is a public school teacher.
Oh.
So she, I hear about some of that when she comes home.
Right.
There's a lot that goes on that the general public don't know about. I sit on the Community Action Board. As a matter of fact, I've got some stats coming up here about juvenile detention. It's kind of disheartening, you know, for what
sure.
We've got. So.
Yeah. I guess for Child Abuse Prevention Month, you know, there's always work to do, but in April we get to kind of celebrate that prevention is possible. And we do have on April 5th, Wear Blue Day or Blue Out Day. So it's the first Friday, and I have some flyers here I can leave if anybody wants to have those. But just kind of, you know, raise awareness, start the conversation with some people on the things we can do, just caring for families and helping out where we can. We all know parenting is hard, even if we haven't been parents. So, you know, just to let everyone know what's going on and how we would like to help and raise awareness. So we also have a Facebook page that is on the flyer. So if anybody wants to share a picture of you or your group wearing blue, that's the color. And then you see also around town the pinwheels, the blue and silver pinwheels in April. And we have permission to plant some here today, but they are called Pinwheels for Prevention. It's a national campaign, just again to raise awareness, because like you said, I think there's a lot of things that people don't really think about or understand that's going on. There's a lot of great information about the ACE study that you had read in the proclamation. is super informative, and I can always get more information to anybody who's interested.
A lot of this starts right at home. I would say 90% of what I've seen starts right at home.
Definitely. And generational.
Yeah.
So it's happened, you know, to those parents that where it's with happening with their kids, that, you know, there's been trauma in their histories and keeps going on and on.
It's a huge problem. We're going to, a couple items down the agenda. We have a setting the date for a public hearing on a fiscal 19 budget amendment. One of those budget amendments, we budgeted $250,000 for juvenile detention. It's not enough. We're going to have to add another $25,000.
Might not go.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a huge problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
thank
I apologize. I did not realize
no,
that.
No, it's fine. Thank you very much.
We have our resolution setting the time and date for the fiscal 19 budget amendment I just referenced. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and date for a public hearing on the fiscal 19 budget amendment for Tuesday, April 9th at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimated summary as required by law. 3. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Second, Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Communication Workers of American Local 7176 Deputies and Correctional Officers Tentative Agreement.
Approved.
Second, Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. And we have approval of the Communication Workers of America Local 7176 Clerical and Custodial Tentative Agreement. Second, Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. That brings us to a years of service award. 15 years of service. We hereby express our sincere appreciation to Brian Carter for dedicated service to Des Moines County government. Brian, I didn't know you were that old. But upon a closer look, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That was a surprise.
Bob and me both here.
Yeah, you do an excellent job for Bob.
Not very cooperative today.
Thank you.
Not very cooperative with pictures today.
I didn't know you got years of service work because you were here. She wants more pictures.
She needs your pictures.
You guys did not get
I think that's 15
picture.
Working years. I don't know how many years you've been here.
I don't know what that is in your
You can catch us after the meeting. We'll go to all. Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you.
We have personnel actions. We have 5 personnel actions for conservation. We have Tanner Gebhardt, summer intern, new hire, rate of $11 an hour. We have Zach Hunter, conservation summer intern, new hire, new rate $12 an hour. We have Diane Jennings, a day hire naturalist assistant. New hire, new rate is $12 an hour. We have Dalton Thompson, summer intern. New rate is $11 an hour. We have Catherine Williams, a day hire naturalist assistant. New rate at $12 an hour. That's all.
I move to approve all five.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes.
You're going to keep them pretty busy, aren't you, Chris? Everything going on out there.
Got a long list of things for them to do already.
Yeah. That's good. A lot of this comes right out of the revenue, right?
These are the interns that we budgeted for. The next ones that come to you are coming from revenue.
Personnel action for the correctional center. Austin Dunham, full-time correctional officer, 12-month step increase. The previous rate was $37,425.19. The new rate is $38,370.90. Second, Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. We have a personnel action for emergency management agency. Janet Charbonneau, assistant coordinator. New rate of $17.33 an hour. Second, Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. Another jail statistics report for February 2019. This report will be on file and available for public review at the auditor's office. We have minutes for the regular meeting of March 19th, 2019.
Approved.
Second, Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. I have none. Future agenda items.
I'll make mention, I'll get with Terry and have it on the agenda, but we will take a look at the five-year program projects next week after the meeting. So prepare yourself for the excitement. Anybody that wishes to come is more than welcome. And then the week after that, then I'll do a presentation and run through the program, and I'll, of course, put it at the end of the agenda so everybody can leave. And,
Except us.
Yeah, you're stuck. So.
Thanks, Brian. Committee reports.
Well, let's see, I had an early childhood meeting, and get back to what you said about some of this early childhood stuff. Programs they got, they have trouble keeping some of the parents involved in it, and when that happens, these kids fall through the cracks. And that was a big discussion we had at this early childhood meeting. So we did have some presentations, you know, from various ones that had all led to the same thing. If they could just keep the parents involved, a lot of us got through transportation. Now, you know, the state and the feds, they just don't see that. If they could just get that through their heads and come to some of these meetings, I know what's going on, so some of these underprivileged children could get transportation to some of these meetings, you know, and the parents would go there. Things would be a lot better. We'd be spending money in a good way instead of in a bad way. So that's basically what happened there. And had a community action meeting, and we had presentations from various people, and we had Karen Erickson. She gave a presentation, and very good presentation, and it's kind of the same thing with parents. Can't get there, you know, transportation. And I think a lot of this here problem evolved around transportation. We really need the transportation to get these kids. They can't run them on a regular bus. It has to be something like a school bus if they're gonna move them around because of the roll cage, you know, seat belts, so we can't use a seat bus or anything like that. So that is a problem. And these problems here lead to what I'm gonna say here. Through February of this year, we have 95 more kids that's been down in juvenile detention at $160 a day, which is over $15,000 of that extra $25,000 that we just put into budget. And that's just through February. So it's not looking good. You know, last year we had 1,205 days down there at $160 a day. That comes right out of the taxpayers' money. So we need to talk to our legislatures and get some of this funding where it belongs in the school system. I'm sure Tom can vouch for that. He knows what's going on there too. And we need to get this done. So that's all I got.
Thanks, Jim. I attended a COGCO meeting, the city county health insurance board, and we eliminated Plan A. That's the zero or nobody ever uses. We eliminated that and approved Invisalign for the orthodontic dental plan. I attended the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. We voted to eliminate some obsolete rules in the Mental Health Administrative Code and got an update on the children's mental health system. And the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region Governing Board met, and we approved the fiscal 20 service and budget plan. So that's all I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give your name and address for the record. Try to limit your comments to 2 minutes.
Tom Courtney, 2609 Clearview, right here in Burlington. I wasn't going to comment today, but since Supervisor Carey brought up about the school system understands parents too. What my view and what's wrong in Iowa is we're a low wage state. Iowa's been a low wage state for a long time. We don't pay enough money. People don't make enough money. Parents are either, when they get home at night, too tired that they just don't have time to go back to school or somewhere to help their kids, or they block out some of that with substance abuse, whether it be alcohol or something else. Parents don't have time to be with their kids because they don't make enough money. I'm probably you folks too, because you're about my age, probably some of the last generations raised where mom was home all the time. Now nobody's mom's home all the time. Both parents work. They both work, and they're both making around $8 to $12 an hour. It's not enough money. Between the two of them, rents in Burlington in this area, I think, average about $700 a month. That's just rent. That's not utilities. We just don't pay enough money in this state. And we're paying it out in taxes. We don't want to raise salaries. We don't want to raise minimum. It's not you guys' area, but we don't want to raise salaries. And we don't want to offer decent health care in this state, so people just don't have enough money to live on, and the kids are what's suffering. And I contend, and I've always contended, even when I was in the legislature and now on the school board, if kids are treated poorly when they're kids, they're going to grow up way too quickly, and they're going to start having babies way too quickly, and they're going to mistreat them. It's going to be a never-ending thing, and ultimately the taxpayers are paying for it. I hear what you say about what Doug says about the jail, and I know you guys try to figure out that budget every year to pay for the jail. If we pay for those kids, what did that proclamation say, Tom? $1 spent for child abuse prevention.
$50. $1 for every $50.
Was it $1 for prevention and $50
yes.
to take care of the consequences? Yes. Is that right?
Yep, that's what it was.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we turn that around? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we spent $50 on prevention and then only have to spend $1 on care. I think that's what it said.
Yeah, it says $1 spent on preventing child abuse in Iowa for every $50 spent on treating it.
Yeah, and I would say that when the state pays for a penitentiary cell and when you pay for a county cell, you're paying for child abuse. I believe you are. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Anybody else like to address the board? See no one rise with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, can you check out?